Reminded myself that time. Right, let's start again. Right, no, I won't start again. So, my assessment is immaterial, really. My job was to create the framework and sort of a rough strategy for this week. Whether it worked or not, we'll find out from your comments. It's really up to the teachers and the facilitators to sort of build up build up the pieces of the jigsaw. So I create the frame of the jigsaw, and then everyone just adds their bits, and what you'll end up is a picture, and you probably all end up with different pictures, and a picture that is just unique for yourself. So there's no standard picture on the box to refer to, but you've all got your own pictures, and we hope that at least you can see much on your picture of something that's relevant to you and something that you may have been helped with over this week, you know, situations you may have been in before the conference that may be a little bit clearer to you, problems that you didn't even know you had, maybe have come to the surface and you've been dealing with, and, you know, hopefully we'll hear a lot of positive stories at some point. But it just seems that there will be quite a few pictures out there, so that's really good. My assessment really is seeing the results, seeing the fellowship that you've all had, and the prayers and the sessions, how well they've gone and how well people have actually interacted. It's just been amazing, the toing and froing. And I must say, you know, the team have done incredibly well. The facilitators, I won't mention their names because I'll probably miss one of them out, but, you know, it's been really, really hard. Probably harder than we thought. Yeah. If you only knew what we've been dealing with behind the scenes, just amongst ourselves, just trying to, because it's really intense doing this, and I certainly myself, I didn't get as involved as some of the team, and I know that they're going to need a long rest after this. So don't send them too many emails or expectations after the conference, because I think we'd all have a rest for at least 2 weeks. The vulnerability that they had shown is just remarkable, you know, particularly as most of us are men. You know, men don't tend to show their feelings very much, but it's not just for the team. It's just wonderful to see the openness, to see the safe place that we hopefully have created here, and to show you that it is possible. It's possible to fellowship over Zoom. You know, if you're someone that came here reluctantly, thinking, you know, this can't possibly work, you know, we're not meeting in real, this is not real. I hope by now you've realized that it can be real, and that, you know, the Holy Spirit has no boundaries, and neither does fellowship. So that's been one of the positives, certainly for this week. I feel, you know, quite humbled about the whole session, and, you know, we've had, it's not just the team, the facilitators, but our sages have been there, you know, the ones that can unmute themselves, they've all added to, you know, to make it, you know, to share their knowledge, you know, because our sages aren't sages, it's not just a name, it's the function, you know. David Andrew and his mates, you know, they're the men and women of God that we all rely on just to bring us back onto a safe path. And I'm just so glad that they all interacted, and I hope that we all benefited from the collective wisdom, and the prayer warriors, you know, Kim and her little gang, particularly yesterday morning, because, you know, the facilitators, we weren't in a very good place. And so Kim got her whole group together, and they prayed through virtually the whole session. They actually missed the first session yesterday morning just to pray for the team. That was wonderful. And Barry said he really felt that. So that's how we all work together. And it's just really good to see that in action. Before I go on to the future, this is the awkward bit, is just to say, you know, in terms of.
Oh, what's happened?
Hmm. Hey there, Steve. Where's he gone?
Yeah, as soon as I mentioned the word finances, the computer went
Well, you
dead.
didn't get that far, actually. You just got to awkward bit, and then
Awkward bit.
we
Awkward.
kick
Yeah.
gas.
I
Go
mean,
again.
it shouldn't be an awkward bit. It's simply to say we've done this mostly for free, and just bear that in mind that certainly Monica and I, we live through finances that come through conferences and such stuff, and we like to bless others as well. And it's been a very long experience, and hopefully you've really gained from this week that hopefully there's been a real turnaround for you. Those of you, well, most of you would have got packs, and there's an envelope in the pack and stamped address envelope, etc. If there's any way that you can help, but it's not, it's not totally vital. There's our stewardship account, which I don't know if Nigel can stick it up on the chat. My chat's gone dead as well. Right.
I'm just looking for it, Steve. You message it to me.
Earlier today. It's just www.give.net/Steve Moulds. That's it. And you can do gift aid and all that sort of stuff with that. And I know a lot of you already do give, and it's really appreciated because our expenses just to run the ministry is over £1,000 a month just to keep the ministry going. And we live totally by faith. And a lot of you do contribute already, and that's how we managed to live up to now. Okay, well, that's enough of that. My chat box has totally deleted itself from the night shorts. I don't know what. If you send, oh, here you go. It's just started again. So Nigel has put something up there. Yeah. Great. Right. So when we did the poll, whenever that was, I just looked at it this morning for the first time, and 77% of you voted for what do we do next? The response from that question was at least double that for many other of the options there. So obviously that's something that engages us all because we want to go. We're not going to be perpetually in this conference for the rest of our lives. So this afternoon, this is all going to be switched off, and that'll be the end of it. Right. Before I carry on, did someone say I have to co-host someone? Is that right?
David Shepherd.
Yes.
Okay, let me just do that then.
Thanks,
Thanks,
Steve. Steve. Thanks, Kit.
Okay, and I should have made you host, Kit. There you go. We never prepare anything. last night, right? So last night, 5 to 7, we still didn't know what we were going to do last night and who was going to lead it. And so we just shoved Christine out of the room and said, "Off you go, Christine. You're leading the whole evening." But she did rather well. And
I would say so.
Yeah. So I think so. That's how we do things. We don't prepare very much. Most of you didn't know that Nigel was a raving lefty, but he isn't really. That's just my misconception.
Steve.
Well, there you go. Sorry, Nigel. Right.
You're not sorry at all, are you? You love all this sort of stuff.
I'll get it later. Yeah. I'm glad.
Nigel, if I've managed 30 years, I'm sure you can manage a few.
Oh, Kit and I are still together. In fact, we did have a testimony that we didn't give, did we? That Kit and I are totally opposites in terms of, I suppose, theological background or tribes, whatever. And yet we've been together for 30 years as ministry partners, because Kit and I, we started the Salt Shakers website out, and most of you don't go back that far. But we're talking about 1996 or something like that. It was our first Salt Shakers website, and that was me and Kit, and we're still together. So he's put up with me all these years, unbelievable. And I've dragged him through so many misadventures over the years that we could talk for hours about some of the crazinesses we've got. In fact, if you listen to my blog, you'll hear about a lot of them. So I'm sure there'll be more in the future. But what do we do now? Yes, what do we do now? Let's say, what do we do at the moment before the conference? Just to sort of let those who are maybe new to us. we have conferences. Right. In terms of the next one, this is a bit unusual because normally by now we would have had some idea about, say, F-15, but I just do not have a clue. COVID has just sort of thrown everything out the window. We don't know. Normally we would have one in April, maybe, but is it residential? Is it going to be virtual? Is it going to be both? You know, we just don't know, and we don't have no idea what subject. A lot will depend on what's happened this week, and if there's a natural step, you know, for the next one. But we haven't really talked about it, so no idea. We do blogs. I do a Yeshua Explored blog for Premier Radio every Monday sometime. All that is serialising my books, so it takes me literally 5 minutes to do it. It's just a copy and paste, and off it goes to Premier, and that ends up on Facebook. We have weekly emails. I know a lot of you do get them. The Tuesday one, and then they're all free, you know. So the Tuesday one will be full of articles and, well, YouTube videos that have been selected, and to give you, you know, an insight into things that you may not normally know about, or sometimes music, sometimes a bit quirky, a lot of teaching, testimonies, etc. Problem with YouTube, you know, if you go to YouTube yourself, you just don't know. You know, there's 6 million videos out there. How do you know what you're looking at is kosher? You know, so I'd like to think that at least most of the videos we put up are okay. Occasionally a dodgy one slips in and I get told about it. But usually it's a safe place to go to. So I post out every Tuesday. You'll get 7 of those to look at. Similarly, on Saturday, we post out news items that you may not normally hear about in the mainstream media, sometimes about Israel, sometimes about what's happening for the persecuted church. And we use places like the Barnabas Fund and Christian Concern and the Christian Institute and Times of Israel, you know, for our sources rather than the BBC. The other things, I write books, so you can get books on, you just go to Salt Shakers and follow the links. Flockdown's done really well, I must admit. It's my biggest seller for at least 7 or 8 years, and it's approaching its third printing. Not that a print run is that long, that big, but in terms of comparing to the other sales, it's pretty good. I'm thinking of Flockdown 2 now, so I'm sorry about that. And there was another book, I'm 80% of the way through it, and it's about unity, and it was meant to be the ideas behind the conference. And the reason why I stopped at 80% is to see what happened at the conference, listen to all the facilitators and all their wisdom, and then just nick all their ideas. So I'm quite glad we just had the conference with all our great teachers speaking on subjects that I can now pinch and put in my own book. So well done. Thank you for that. I might even give you credit for it, or maybe not. Sword Magazine. I don't know whether David Andrew, whether you want to give a plug for Sword at the moment. I don't know whether you're even here. Is David Andrew here?
Sorry, Steve, I didn't catch the whole comment there.
Okay, do you want to give a plug for Sword?
Well, yes, of course. Yes. Sword Magazine, have I got a copy to hand? Goodness, where is a copy of Sword when you need one? We've got hundreds lying around the house. Sword Magazine is published bi-monthly, and I have to say it wouldn't be published at all but for Steve and Michael Oakley, David Searle and Pat Baird. The four of them do an absolutely astonishing job of looking after the magazine. Here we go. Look at you. There we are. I don't know who did that. Was that David Searle? Just
up
there. But thank you very much. Sword Magazine is bi-monthly. And so we exist primarily just to give people confidence in the Word of God, because the Word of God is constantly attacked. It's under assault all the time. And we just want to encourage folk to be confident in their knowledge of the Word and their use of the word. William Gurnall, the Puritan, said basically, and I paraphrase, there's not much point in having a shield if you don't raise it. So you need to, it's not enough to have a shield of faith. You need to do something with it. And you need to stand on the promises of God. You need to use the promises of God in spiritual warfare and in prayer and be confident of what you stand on. And so that's basically what sword is trying to do. Just give us all confidence in the God of the word and the word of God. So just about anything I ever say at a conference or anything that you hear from the team will have either originated in sword or found its way into sword from something they've said or written. And I praise God for all of them, because it's not a one-man ministry by any sense. It's a ministry of many writers who contribute to the body of Christ, and every one of them I can rely on. So I just bless the Lord for that. So there you go. Plug for sword.
Okay. I don't know whether David Searle wants to add anything concerning the admin side of it or the subscription side.
Please, everyone, plug sword as much as you can. We need to build our subscribers database up, but we're moving ahead on. We did have struggles with admin, but we're moving ahead on that one, so that's fine. Thanks, Steve.
Okay. Yeah, David has been amazing, and I think Christine's going to be helping as well. So we try to keep everything in the family.
That's right.
And that's how it works, and we all work together. And this is all about, again, answering the question, where next? Because when I think about, well, both Christine and Michael Oakley, I'm not sure if he's here, but we could not exist, you know, Sword would not exist without Michael Oakley with his typesetting and his creative ideas. And he basically, he came to a retreat that we did a couple of years ago, and David said, you know, we're sort of at our wit's end. We need help here. And he came forward to help. And since then, he's been involved. And he had the exact skills that we needed for that task. It's just amazing how God knits it all together. Just like with David Searle, has the perfect skills for doing boring old admin, which I could never do. And that's how it works. And when you look at the writers, you know, Paul's written for it, Ginny has written for it. You know, so many of you have actually had articles. And as I seem to have the job as commissioning editor, if any of you are writers that we don't know about, then just email me with any ideas or articles you may have. I can't guarantee it will go in, but it'd be good just to vary things a bit, because it does tend to be the same old people. And we try to introduce at least one new writer every issue. So if any budding writers out there, perhaps a review of the conference would be good. We'll give a double page spread for that with pictures. there you go. So that's sword. If you can pray for me next Tuesday at 4:00, not only that I don't catch COVID as I go out into London, I'm going to Revelation TV to be interviewed with Robin Benson, who's been at the conference. I'm not sure if he's here today. We're having a pre-record for the politics program with Simon on Flockdown, on my book Flockdown. So we're doing a pre-record at Tuesday at 4:00, and it will be going out the following week on the actual schedule. So just pray that I can answer a few questions without committing my usual faux pas, because they don't do much editing. They don't like editing, so whatever I say is almost, it's as live. It's what I say is what's going to go out, so I've just got to watch myself. Where are we going there? What's next? Yeah, keep asking the question and wondering about the answer to this, you know, this conference has been about, hopefully, a lot of you sorting out issues within yourself and within each other, between each other. And let's face it, you know, God has put us on this earth to do stuff, not just to, you know, sort out all our problems and leave it at that. You know, we're like an army, I suppose. If we can either spend all the time in the hospital, because we're just we've been to battle when we've got injured and we're staying in the hospital, or we could go back out there and say, you know, I'm back on the front line to fight again. And or maybe you haven't been on the front line at all, or maybe you haven't even been in the battle. Maybe you've still been waiting for God to tell you what your function is within the kingdom. But I'd say that we've all got a function. You've all got a function. If you haven't found it yet, then be a part of what we do. You know, we are severely short of human resources in terms of just doing stuff. We really want, I mean, the dream is to what you see here and what we do, and the mindset that we're all a part of, this Hebraic mindset, is something that the church really desperately needs. But there's only a few of us. You know, we've only got one Paul who can do teaching on a Thursday. You know, we've only got the resources just to run, you know, our three meetings a week. You know, thankfully, you know, we've got Nigel, fantastic, on Tuesday with Christine, and we've got Paul on the Thursday, and we've got Barry on the Monday. So what I'd like to do is give them all a chance to plug what they do. And if you don't come or now, at least you'll know about it and get on the mailing list so you'll hear about them, and come along on the Monday, the Tuesday or the Thursday, because they are fantastic meetings. They're getting better and better. And I'd like to give them all a chance. So if Barry can talk about the Monday first. Barry, are you there? Yeah.
Yep.
So the Monday meeting. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to let the word of God speak for itself. Just let me read these verses from Ephesians 4. And he gave some as apostles, and some as prophets, and some as evangelists, and some as pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints for the work of service, to the building up of the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ. And that's effectively our aim on Mondays. God has gathered together a motley crew of pastors, teachers, evangelists, and I dare say a few prophets in there too. And the style is very similar to the sessions that I've been facilitating. We seek the Lord as to where we begin, and then We just someone usually opens up with some opening thoughts, and then we allow the Holy Spirit to lead us. But the emphasis is very much on not just listening to what God has to say, but also doing. And so we do major on the practical implications of the Word of God and how we need to put it into practice. And so there's so many great sages there. We've got David Andrew and Jose and Sarah and Nigel and Jenny and David Searle, and various others. I know some of you here as well. So do come along if you think that would be helpful. And if you know of others who I see it as being helpful to wherever you are on the discipleship scale, whether you're seeking or whether you've been walking with the Lord for decades, I think we can all testify to the fact that we've all been blessed and encouraged by what the Lord has brought to us. So that's my plug for Monday evenings.
Great, thank you, Barry. All right, we now move on to Tuesday with Nigel and Christine, the double act.
Yeah, we're a bit of a double act. The Tuesday meetings began about 3 years ago. We realised that many of us were lacking in fellowship and just being able to share with like-minded people. So we got going with the fellowship group. It's very much drop in, bring your own coffee. People turn up 5 minutes before the end sometimes. It's very free and easy. We have people who come every week. We have people who drop in once every now and then. We have people who come before they've got their church meeting afterwards. So they stay 20 minutes and then say, sorry, I've got to go. We've got a church meeting. So don't feel you have to commit the whole hour and a half. It's different every week. We don't have much of an agenda. You've probably gathered that from this event. Sometimes Nigel will do a Bible study. It's just a place where we can share and perhaps try out ideas that we have that we haven't tried out on anybody before. We're not sure about things. It's a safe place to get what's going on in your head and your heart lined up with the Bible. And we try to make sure it's a non-judgmental place. So, you know, if you do put your foot in your mouth, it doesn't matter. I quite often do. Anyway, it'd be lovely to see more of you joining us. You don't have to become a life member or anything. Just sort of trundle up and join us with your coffee. Nigel, over to you.
I think you've covered absolutely every base necessary. I was just thinking, well, these are the things that I'll add if Christine doesn't say them, but you've covered them all. It's great.
Oh, thank you.
Well, thank you, you two. And over to Paul for the Thursdays.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. These seem to become a lot more regular since Zoom has been the only way of meeting together. So we've been having them just about every week for a long, long time. But not next week, please. We're having a break, obviously, to recover a little bit. We're starting up again on November the 12th, which actually won't be that long, will it? Soon rush upon us again. And for the three Thursdays then in November, the 12th, the 19th and the 26th, I've got a friend coming called Mike Dwight, who's going to talk on being an overcomer. So actually it will be mainly him with a bit of input from me. Mike is someone I've known for years and years. He's a former church leader, but most importantly, he is a very significant missionary in Southeast Asia, or has been. Obviously he's not able to go over there at the moment, but he's worked from through WEC and Bethel in many, many significant countries like India and China, as well as Thailand and other smaller places. And God has given him this theme of being an overcomer, because God has spoken to him very clearly and said, you've taught them so many things, but you haven't yet shown these places, these churches, these Christians in places like China, how to be overcomers. So Mike has been putting together a lot of material on this, how to stand firm, and how not to fall away, how to endure to the end. So it covers today, tomorrow, the future, whatever. It's a very thorough collection of sort of Bible study on this particular theme. So I'm delighted that he's going to come and share it with us. I've heard him several times. Steve and one or two others also have dropped in to hear what he has to say. So we're very confident on what he's going to share there. So that will be the 12th, 19th and 26th of November. They will be recorded as well. And so we can make those available. And then I dare say for a couple of Thursdays in December, the 3rd and the 10th, I'll probably do something. And then before we know it, it'll be 2021. Yay. And what won't we be doing in 2021? Yes, I have thought about it in very general terms. We'll be listening to the Jewish Jesus. We'll be learning to walk in the goodness of God. And we'll be having lots of conversations with our Bible. That's as far as the planning's gone for the next year and so on, but lots of things that will keep going. As long as we have Zoom, we'll be able to continue. Okay, Steve, is that enough?
Yeah, thank you, Paul. Yeah, I wish I could plan that far ahead.
that was very rough planning. It's to whet your appetite.
Well, can I just do a PS for Tuesdays? We don't record Tuesdays. It's a totally private space, and the other PS is dogs and cats welcome.
Yeah, and we don't record Mondays either. Occasionally it gets personal sometimes.
And the other thing to say is that they're not no groups are happening next week.
Oh yeah, no groups next week. So we start again Tuesday Monday week with the Saffron Planets on the Monday. Okay, so where next? Keep asking the question, and again. You know, if you can all just pray, not just to think about these meetings to turn up, but you know, any gifts that you may have, still needs more contributors. Also, you know, help in other ways. Marketing is something that we're pretty useless at, whether it's books or magazines and conferences and whatever. That's one skill that we just don't have. So, any of you are retired sales and marketing personnel that don't mind giving some free time, then it'd be lovely to hear from you. The next edition of Sword, when it comes out, December sometime, or November, December, is going to have an intriguing advert. Normally, it would have an advert for F15, but we don't know anything about that. So Michael Oakley and I have created a whole page advert that simply has a picture of an acorn on it. That's about it. The idea being some tiny acorns. And we're basically saying, watch this space. There's a website, which will be, it's not operational yet, but it'll be flockdown.church. Flockdown Church. So flockdown.church. And the idea is, by the time that advert comes up, we'll have something to put onto that website about the future. And problem is, no idea of what to put on it yet. It depends on the thoughts and ideas that come out of this conference in terms of what's next. But certainly understanding the fact that we're going to be flocked down a lot longer and not being able to get out too much, and we might all end up like the Welsh, being stuck in our houses, full lockdowns they're talking about now. And so it makes it more important now for us to communicate using these mediums and to do it creatively, like I hope that we have been doing. And so, you know, expect more of what we're doing now. But one thing that we do need, we just need people just to help operate it. That we had a few newcomers. We had Gwen, David Shepherd, Sally up to a point, and who else did we have? Oh, Pat Baird, who were willing just to come along and just help out our co-hosting. They've never done it before, but they were willing and able, you know, to help us out behind the scenes. And you know, and that's what we should do. We should be just pushing the envelope out and, you know, just trying things out, whatever level. And I'm not saying it's just to recruit people to our particular cause, but in general, wherever the Lord is leading you to, I'm just hoping that the conference would have unlocked something within you to help you to move forward in whatever ministry you may have. So someone spoke. Oh, Ginny. Yeah. No. Are you speaking, Ginny? Because you're muted.
I was trying to get into share a scripture. I couldn't unmute myself. When we were speaking about earlier about the direction, I just had a strong sense that God says, good, you don't know the direction, because he does. And then I had these verses from Psalm 25. Surely no one who waits for you will be ashamed, but the treacherous without cause will be ashamed. Show me your ways, Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me your truth and teach me. For you are God, my salvation. For you I wait all day. And I just had such a sense that we just have to get happy with the don't know. Because God says, good, because I know exactly where I'm going to lead you. Just the same way as been lots of practice as each session has begun and people haven't really known where we're going. Good, says the Lord. That means that you're now leaning on the Holy Spirit. So I've absolutely no doubt in my mind that the not knowing is a good place to be at the moment, because the Holy Spirit is going to lead. And then men will stop interfering and trying to make a program or saying, we usually do this or we might do this. And I really feel that it's just such an opportunity now to just totally trust the Lord. Now we've all crossed a huge barrier of unity. Amen.
Amen.
Well spoken, Ginny. In fact, that's a good point for us to open things up a bit. If any of you have anything you'd like to say, if we can put your hand up. Any ideas, any questions? Let's have a short time of discussion. So feel free to put your hand up if you've got any questions. If not, we'll move on. So they haven't woken up yet. No questions.
Steve, my brain goes in and out whilst I'm listening to things, and I missed what the links were for the various sessions during the week.
Well, if you're on the mailing list, which I think, are you on my mailing list? Do you get the Tuesdays and the Thursdays?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Okay, well, everything will be on there.
Okay.
Yeah, so don't worry about that. Yeah.
I normally get, there's so many come through, I quite often just skim read them and forget what's there.
Or delete them first before you. But if you go to saltshakers.com, that's the main thing. If you're totally new to it, or saltshakers.com is the main website, we'll give you, you'll be able to sign up to our mailings from there.
Yeah, looking on Salt Shakers at the moment, I couldn't find where the links were, and we could for everything.
Well, that's why we need help on the website as well.
All right, I'll put my hand up.
Yeah, David, I've got you earmarked for a few jobs. Don't worry.
No problem.
Right. Anything else? Actually, someone's phoning me up. Does anyone want to answer it? Just forget it. Hope it's none of you trying to phone me up in the middle of a meeting. Okay, I think Ashley.
Yes, Steve, not so much a question about Salt Shakers, but a sort of general question to do with the season known as Christmas. Is this the right point?
No.
Okay.
Email it to David Andrew. Mary.
That's it. Got it. I just want to say that I rely on Sally sending me the link for Monday. Could I get put on your list for Monday to save Sally?
Yep. Okay, I'll write it down. Oh, Nigel, can you put it in the chat? To me, just to remind me.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
That's right. Okay. Well, sounds like we haven't fully woken up enough to have a meaningful discussion about the future yet. So, but that doesn't matter because the future, as Ginny said, you know, we don't know about it yet, which is exciting. But I trust the Lord will speak to you in the coming days, as well as me, as to where we're going next, let alone where you're going next. So the key thing is not to fret about it, but just allow it to happen. Right.
Steve, can I just interrupt?
Yeah, well, I'm used to that.
No, it was just a verse that shortly after I woke up was placed in my head. And I just want to read John 14:27, very short. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. And that really spoke to me this morning, because I thought when Jesus spoke those words, he knew what was coming. And he always knows what's coming, and we don't know what's coming at all. But that peace that the world does not give, we must rely on the peace that he gives. And of course, he was promising the Holy Spirit. And when Ginny shared her verse, I thought that mirrored it as well. So he's saying to us, do not be troubled. Do not be afraid. Just rely on his peace.
Yep, that's it. Yeah. Totally. For me, you know, people like myself, we just want to forge ahead the whole time. But sometimes you have to sit back and wait and allow peace to take over. So I think I'm going to have a peaceful time next week. Monica and I can have a peaceful time tomorrow together, I believe. I think we might go and see some flowers or something. Well, she will. I'll just be reading the book. We'll look at a few flowers together. Before we move on, this hasn't been planned properly, because I'm just wondering, I haven't heard from Diane and John whether they have anything to show concerning the workshops. I was going to say now over to Diane and John, and they... That might be embarrassing if they have nothing to show. I don't know how this is going to work. Are they here? John and Diane? Or is it David Sell?
No, Diane and John are here.
Yeah. Are we going to be showing the timelines and the dance thing? I sort of, I'm a bit out of this, so
they've
I don't
raised know. Their hand.
They've raised, oh, right. Can someone?
Yep, they're unmuted.
Could I share a resume?
Try now.
Yeah.
Can I share the
Can you hear us?
Yeah, yeah. When I say over to you, then you can have something ready to show.
Yeah, we've got two videos that David captured from the dance workshop. We've got a short series of pictures from the prophetic art, and we've got another PowerPoint with timeline pictures in.
Wow,
and some of Rose's pictures have got a lot of content in them, sort of giving us a lot of the sort of words from the conference.
Fantastic. Okay, what we'll do now then, we'll do one more thing before we go over to them. I can't find them. I'm trying to co-host them, but I can't see them on the... John and Diane.
Right. I should have come to the top because the hand's up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Shall I say this first?
Right, I've sorted. Right, I'm just going to do another poll.
Okay.
Final poll. Friday evaluation. Again, this is totally anonymous. Two questions. How has Foundation 14 been for you? Anonymous. Nothing special. Good in places. Memorable, significant, or life-changing. Would you come to Foundations 15 next year if we have one? No. Yes, if it's residential. Yes, if it's virtual. Yes, if it's residential and virtual. Or we'll wait and see. Okay, so I'm going to launch this now. Obviously, I won't hear from the co-host, but then that doesn't matter so much. But the rest of you will give a few minutes to put your answers. So again, it's totally anonymous, so we don't know who you are. Right, so I presume it's working. Is it working? Yeah, one person.
Yes, it's there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and it's filling up.
Yes.
It's lovely to see the colour moving.
All right, 32%, 33%, 35%. Well, I'm glad to say there's no one has put nothing special.
Yep.
If indeed we won't know who you are. I presume you can all see the blue lines going up, can you? Christine, can you
actually see? Co-host can.
Right. Oh, I see. All right. Okay. It's looking good so far. I will tell you the results. And I will, when you've all polled, I will share the results with you. There's a button I press so you can all see it yourself.
The results are still coming in, so
yes.
Yeah, we'll do it. Yeah, we haven't got many left. We've got 89%.
Seven people. We won't point out who you are because we don't know.
Do you think we've finished? Well, no, six.
Let it happen still, because
yeah, people have time to think. Yeah,
just take some people a little while to let it run for about 20 seconds.
I have a question somebody's brought up regarding this. There isn't an option for residential or virtual.
Right, well, I mean, there are two separate ones. Residential and virtual is two separate things. I don't know what the meaning of that question is.
What she's meaning is that there are many of us who might say, we'll come whichever it is.
All right. Okay.
Yes, more nods happening around the room.
You can vote for more than one option, can't you?
I'm not sure if you can, actually.
You're not on this one.
No, not on this one.
That's a good point. Well done, Kim.
Steve, perhaps we could have some waving of hands, and we can scan the screens for those who would come to either.
Well, there's five more to go.
Yeah, wait till they've all done, and then we can get a feeling for it. In fact, if
you have to bear in mind that those five people may have gone away from their computer.
Yeah.
And also, the screens are going to be different
For
each of us.
Yeah, it hasn't moved for ages. I think I'll stop it.
Yeah.
End polling. Okay. I'm now going to share the results.
So you can see significant is the main 11% of you have had life-changing experiences, fantastic. Yes, if it's residential and virtual, but of course we don't know about the residential or virtual. Are you suggesting we ask people to put their hands up now?
Just give us a wave and we'll scan through and just see, because we just want the feeling, don't we?
Yeah. If it's just yes, you know,
give us a wave. Right. Keep waving, please. Keep waving. Yeah.
Well, I don't see many waves.
Hang on, we're doing different pages. Keep waving, please.
This is so technical.
Yeah, I am. Oh, there's lots of people on page two.
It's old school.
Lots of people.
Are you actually counting?
Who are the ones who've not got their pictures up? Because we can't see them waving.
They can use the electronic thing.
Some of them can't do that, though. They're not quite up to it. But,
I had to answer a phone call. What am I supposed to be waving for?
Wait, just wave, David.
Just wave, David.
We couldn't do it right anyway, David. waving, if you want to come to Foundation 15 next year.
Oh, yeah.
Whether it's virtual or online. Steve, there's a lot of people out there who want to do it, whichever way it is.
All right, we'll take it as a yes then.
No
idea what the subject is. It might be interesting if the Lord speaks to any of you about subjects. I've got a couple of ideas in my head, but I need to talk them over. But
I think probably, Steve, God knows your head is full at the moment, absolutely shattered, and he wants you to rest first.
I want to empty it out first.
We've got a couple of blue hands up, which might with comments relevant to what we're talking about at the moment, to the poll.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I'm going to stop the poll now. So that's been interesting. I don't know if anyone's... one of the team, can you photograph that poll result? Because the system doesn't show it to me afterwards. Can someone just take a snapshot of that?
Got it.
Yeah, oh, good.
Well, just check I've got it before you actually... actually get rid of it.
Okay. And if you can...
I've got it. I'll email it to you.
Oh, thank you.
Right. Moira wanted to make a comment, I think.
Yeah. Okay.
Moira? We, all of us, unmuted.
Yeah, you can speak, Moira.
Go ahead, Moira.
No, I didn't. I was doing the wave on the...
Oh, she was waving. She's got the...
I did both.
Okay, is that the same with Gwen? Because it looks like she's gone anyway. Right. I assume there's no comments after that. If there is no more comments, we can move on to Diane and John now and have a look at these wonderful presentations. That okay? Anyone moving to them? Because I can't see them on my screen. Diane and John.
I hear the breathing. They're there.
Oh, they're there. Okay. Oh yeah. Someone wants to unmute them.
They can unmute themselves.
Yeah. Okay. I think we're on again.
Okay.
Oh, unless it's David. David Soul that does this, maybe.
So.
Can you hear us?
Yes.
Yeah. Are we doing the timeline first?
Okay, which do we start with?
Do
the timeline to start with. Is Rosie around? Because she might want to comment on some of the things. Anyway.
She's unmuted, Rosie.
Okay, thanks.
Do you video record this bit at all?
No, I don't have the capacity, unfortunately.
Okay, just checking.
I'll put it on my computer if I can.
If David can email these to me or WeTransfer them, I can stick them up on YouTube.
Actually, I can't record because you're already recording, Steve.
But on you the file that you're putting up, can't you send that the main file to me, the MPEG or whatever it is?
Yeah, John's got it electronically.
Yeah, electronically.
You can email it.
Yeah, I can send you the pictures.
Yeah, if you do that, I'll put it into a YouTube.
Yeah, but if we record that, then if there's any comments from Rosie, they would come on. Anyway,
could we just briefly stop the cloud recording? That will enable me to start a local recording, and then you can go back on the cloud, Stu.
Okay, I'll do that now.